Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, Christel, die cholera-ding is steeds 'n groot probleem hier in Gauteng. Waar staan ons nou?
Ja, so as jy terugdink, ons het die week begin, toe staan ons op, ek dink, 17 starters. Ons is nou op 21, ja. Net in Hammanskraal, en daar was een in die Vrystaat. En vandag is daar 'n kliniek opgestel in Hammanskraal om die gesondheidsdienste daar by te staan. Doctors Without Borders is betrek daar. En het was vir my interessante kommentaar wat die minister van gesondheid jou partner gemaak het oor hoe lank gaan die kliniek bly as jy hier so luister.
Until that time that people know that this is something extraordinary. Until people know it's extraordinary, they think, you know, I've had a stomach problem.
Want mense dink, jy weet, ek het in verlede 'n maagprobleem gehad, ek het pilletjies by die huis, ek vat, en dis baie ernstig, veral vir mense met onderliggende gesondheidsprobleme.
Ja.
En dan voeg jy iets soos dehydrasie by, en hy kan baie vinnig baie sleg draai.
So, balance me here real quick. Obviously, an outbreak of something in a community is, you know, a very terrifying thing for everyone else who lives there. And when you see a mobile clinic go up somewhere, you normally sort of assume the worst and, oh, we're expecting a rush of cases or something. Maybe the clinic's going to be overwhelmed and we need more space. Is that the impression that we've got on the ground? Or is it like he's saying, we're doing this as a show of force to show people it's serious? Because those are two sort of different things.
Yeah, no, and I do get the sense that a lot of this is around information, in terms of getting the right information to the community in terms of how this is spread, what you can do to prevent it. The challenge is we still don't know what is causing this. They've tested the tap water. They've tested the water coming from the different waterworks. We're still waiting for the test from the water tanks that are in the area, though.
Yeah, and then also you carried in the news this whole week, basically, that Rooiwal has actually been an issue, and today, actually, for more than 2 decades.
Yeah.
And now we are sitting with the problem.
Yeah, and the city estimates they need 2 billion rand to repair that. So that's part of the bigger ongoing problem. Even in 2019, the Human Rights Commission said the water in the area is not safe for consumption and humans should not be living like this. The minister today, Mr. Minister Nkunu, said the challenge has been to get political will to cooperate with him to find a plan. Want jy het heeltyd hierdie deure wat, weet, stoele wat verander en jy 'n nuwe burgemeester, 'n nuwe administrasie, maar dit is 'n langstaande probleem.
Ja, en dan is daar ook die idee van die mense wat in daardie area is wat geaffekteer word, is amper, ek wil nie sê heeltemal nie, but almost like left to their own devices to create another plan, like schools for instance, and then the police training academy where the other cases have come from. Hoe maak jy 'n ander plan met water? Almal het nie die kapasiteit om net na die winkel toe te gaan om 'n 5 liter bottel water te koop.
Ja, ja. So, want ja, daar's 'n polisie op opleidingsfasiliteit in Hammanskraal. Hulle moes nou hulle eie planne maak vir water. Die departement van onderwys in Gauteng maak nou 'n plan vir 61 skole, dink ek, in die area om skoon water by hulle te kry, want die water wat hulle gekry het, word gedeel met die gemeenskap en nou is daar net te veel aanvraag vir dit. En as ek terugdink wat Masachaba sê vir Lara, ons verslaggewer in die begin van die week gesê het, dit bly by my nog hierdie hele week, waar sy gesê het, weet jy, ek en jy kan na 'n winkel gaan en 'n 5 liter water koop. Ek dink jy kyk nou so R30 so iets. In daai area kos kos 5 liter water R5. En mense het nie R5 nie. Hulle het dit eenvoudig nie. So ja, hulle probeer water kook. Dit gaan dit nie oplos nie. Die owerhede se gesondheidskenners het ons gesê jy moet bleikmiddel in die water gooi. Dit is 'n onvolhoubare situasie. En die eerste ding is om uit te vind waar kom die kolera vandaan.
Ja. We need to work out the source of that, and hopefully those tests are going to come back soon. The thing that an outbreak of something is horrible. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, we're worried about people and safety and so on. But the thing that disgusts me is the lack of dignity in communities that need to be served, where we're still talking about, oh, we need to check the water tankers we're bringing in. We need to work out, you know, the treatment plant doesn't work. Why do people need to suffer in this country where we have the capacity to fix things and do it properly? Now we have to wait for a disaster where people are dead before someone takes it seriously. Everyone should have water in South Africa. This shouldn't be a difficult thing.
Yeah, and honestly, I resonate with you on that concept of dignity. I think that's what lies at the heart of this. And yes, but it's also deadly. We have also now seen one death in the Free State. So there is a bigger problem. Maar hoe gaan jy waardigheid hê as jy nie basiese sanitasie kan handhaaf nie, want jy het nie skoon water nie. Jy is nie sosio-ekonomies in 'n posisie waar dit gaan oor ongelykheid en waardigheid saam met dit.
So, dankie Christel. Ons gaan dophou hoe die situasie ontvou en hopelik gaan dit nie versprei nie en hopelik gaan die mense wat geaffekteer word hierdeur gehelp word. That's all we can hope for.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.